Good morning and welcome to the Sundial Writers Corner, our weekly feature here on WLRH that shines a spotlight on talented Tennessee Valley writers. Today, we welcome new contributor Davis Blackwelder. At the request of his daughters, he's penned a number of stories about a legendary character in his family, his Uncle Bill. Just a note, all these stories are true. Here's one called Uncle Bill Goes AWOL.
The date of this event is uncertain, but it was in the early part of World War II when Uncle Bill was a low-ranked seaman stationed in Norfolk, Virginia. He was due to board a ship for operations in the Atlantic. On the night prior to his departure, he had a nightmare in which he had a vision that the ship was destroyed with no survivors, probably because he knew it was carrying ammunition for distribution to other ships. He woke in a cold sweat and was very fearful since the dream had seemed so real to him. He was relieved to discover that it had only been a dream. In any case, he became very apprehensive about getting on the ship. The next morning, he somehow contrived to get at the end of the line of seamen boarding the ship. As they were walking single file along the dock, he passed a ladder that went down about 30 feet into a dry dock. As luck would have it, his shoelace came untied and he stopped to tie it. After all, it would be unsafe to walk near the water with an untied shoelace. Recalling his nightmare of the previous night, he took this opportunity to climb down the ladder into the bowels of the empty dry dock. He spent the day there, and having his sea bag with him, he made a makeshift sleeping pad and also spent the night. The next day, he turned himself in. He was put in the brig, that's a Navy term for a jail, until such time as he could be escorted to the next ship out of port. In ordinary times, he would have been court-martialed and been dishonorably discharged, since going AWOL during war is punishable up to life imprisonment and even execution. But this was during the war when the exigencies of the time called for different measures. He was duly escorted to his next assigned vessel and set sail as a member of its crew. Bill learned a few days later that the ship he had unfortunately missed had been torpedoed with no survivors.
Davis Blackwelder grew up poor on a farm in Statesville, North Carolina, and after getting a degree in math from North Carolina State, he moved to Huntsville to get a PhD and became an engineer. He spent 25 years working on Israeli missile systems and now, in retirement, enjoys cycling and writing stories about his family. You can hear Davis' story again by visiting our website, WLRH.org, and clicking on the Sundial podcast. There you'll find all of our past stories and poetry. And, you know, we'll be back next Monday morning with a brand new episode here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.